Just says your cock is enormous. No biggie. So, a few years ago, I went to Toronto, and I got there early. And Toronto's a cool city, but I got there early, and they went, to do all this, like, a lot of media and interviews and stuff, and they went, you don't have a show tonight, but there's an open mic at the club. Do you want to host the open mic? And I said, fuck yes. And I crossed my fingers, and sure enough, a couple of raisin cakes wandered in off the street. And this one guy went up, and he did a set. If he had planned to do this, if this was all premeditated, he would truly be a genius on the level of, like, Andy Kaufman. You know what I mean? Like, that level of genius. But the reality of the situation was he was a heroin addict who was... He would do his set. He would start into a joke. Then he would lose consciousness. He would nod off in the middle of a joke. And then he would regain consciousness further along in the bit. Do you understand what I'm saying? He would start a bit, then the middle would just be gone, and then he would just kind of wake back up and finish it. And if you were really, really willing to listen to the guy and follow the three lines of logic that he was pursuing, you could understand what he was saying in context. And... And here's the tragedy. He fucking killed. The audience loved it. And I'm just imagining that he's still alive going, when did I shoot? How much did I put? Like, he'll never find the right, you know, when did he put Maxwell's silver hammer in? You know, get that fucking set. So I'm going to do his set verbatim. This is the set he did at the Yuck Yucks in Toronto. And it also, his name was Dr. Pepper, which I think is so... That was the same name, Dr. Pepper. Aw, where's that endorsement? This is Dr. Pepper set verbatim at the Yuck Yucks in Toronto. Here we go. Oh, man. Yeah, it's rough, man. It's rough. I don't know where to start or where to begin, man. Because, like, my roommate wants me to buy his car, man, wants to sell his car to me, man, saying I should... Buy it. I'm like, buy it. The fucking the shocks is gone. The radio's all fucked up. And you want me to give you all this motherfucking money for, man? He's telling me that I put a. Motherfuckers out tying his dog to a tree. And I'm out front there trying to have my breakfast. This motherfucking dog is barking his ass off. And I'm sitting out there going, yo, get your fucking ass out here. And calm your fucking dog down. Cause I'm trying to read a paper. I was like, bitch, you move to the left side of the escalator. The right side is when you're moving fast. You're going to stand there like a fucking sweaty stack of pancakes. You move your fat ass over. And she getting put a bug eyes on putting the bitch lights up and down my back. Tell me that I put a fucking... And I said, 1,000, I'll give you 250 for it, man. The fucking windshield wipers don't work. I got to put a new fucking tranny in the motherfucker. And he's like, give a motherfucker a break. I'm like, motherfucker, you wouldn't give a cripple crab a crutch. And he said, tell me that I got to put a fucking... I'll give your dog as much of my muffin as I want, man. Well, he allergic? I hope he gets your sugar shits all over your fucking apartment, motherfucker. Trying to read my guy doing a junior jumbo scramble, motherfucker. You ain't got the balls to use that mace on me, you fucking mall security cop, robo motherfucking mall cop. Fuck you, man. Man, it's rough. I don't know where to start or where to begin, man. Dr. Pepper.